Omaha has always been great to Mississippi State fans. We take over the town. We spend more money than any fan base does. We Uber drivers to restaurants, to bars, to ticket sales, the merchandise sales. So the narrative that came out in 2013 when we were last at Omaha for the College World Series was that there was no way that this many Mississippi State fans and this many people from Mississippi could afford to be out there. And I took it not just as a Mississippi State jab, but as a state as a whole jab. And I said, okay, well, let me set the narrative straight. If they want us to fit that mold, I'll fit in that mold, and I'll break, you know, I'll own it, you know. So give me an opportunity for somebody to put a camera in my face. And Megan Stewart of KMTV in Omaha was in the concourse during the North Carolina Mississippi State game, and I walked up looking for a vodka drink, and of course I couldn't find one. And then I saw them on their big camera on tripod making pans of the crowd, and I walked up to Megan and I said, "Hey, do you want someone to represent Mississippi State in an interview?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm looking for somebody who wants to support their team." I said, "Well, you got them right here." So she was bold enough to put a microphone on me, which she didn't let me keep. And the only caveat to this whole thing, I told her not to reverse Joe Namath me. Do not kiss me on air, because I'm devoted to my wife, and even though my wife's not devoted to me with her, you know, boyfriend, as according to my story, so she didn't give me much of a react. She was looking like she was thinking about what she was going to eat for lunch. You know, this was about 11 p.m. or 11 a.m. Central time. So I was thinking, okay, well, good. So maybe I can slide in some of my jokes I've been saying for 47 years, and maybe they'll never catch it, and maybe it'll slide through the editor or producer back at the station. And so I talked to him for about 20 minutes, and I put a lot of truth behind my inside of my jokes. I kind of wove my jokes in and out of the story, and I didn't get much of a reaction from them. So I kind of assumed that one of two things had happened: they had cut the camera off and they were just being polite, or they were thinking about what they were going to eat and they weren't listening, so being distracted during the interview. But luckily, I think she's just a good poker player, and she was just taking it all in, and she probably ran back, because I never saw her after that interview. You know, we just thought, well, that'll probably never see the light of day again.